Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Saint Germain Radio Show with Brigitte Boyer, Mike Snyder, and Mark Rawson on the Spiritual Connections Radio Network. To the Saint Germain Radio Show. It is August 14th. Cannot believe that the summer is almost over. So excited to have all of you on for this amazing show we're going to have this evening. This week, we're going to have callers. As you know, last week we had a special, or I should say last month, we had a special show because of the energy and everything that was done that we didn't take callers. We're actually going to be taking callers today, probably in about an hour or so, but you can call in now. I'll start taking your names after we get through the first part where I'll be doing the Diksha. The phone number to call in to ask questions later is 646-716-9663. So here we are, another great show. We have Brigitte Boyer. She's going to be channeling this evening. She works out of the Pennsylvania area. Of course, she works remotely all over the world, does some amazing workshops. Make sure to check out her website at lightbridge101.com. And then, of course, the music you heard, and if you've been a fan of the show for quite a few years now, you're familiar with Mike's music. He does the most amazing music, and we were playing a little bit of it before we started the show this evening. All that music you heard is Mike's. All of it is available pretty much for download, and you can go to his website at mikesnyderc.com. If you missed any of the website links, they are on the radio show display. Also, you can go to our website, which is www.spiritualconnectionsradio.com. And with that, Brigitte, the floor is yours.
Oh, thank you, Mark. Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to the Saint Germain Radio Show. And I'm not surprised that Saint Germain set up this radio show once a month, because of all the transformation we are going through. Holy moly. I mean, we had these three eclipses, two solar eclipses, one lunar eclipse. And even though we might not have been able to see it from where we are, it just really affected all of us, breaking open layers and layers of old stuff to come to the surface and really allowing us to look at our shadow side, whether it was comfortable or not. And we just had the last one on Saturday, and I don't know where you were, but we had lots of rainstorms and floodings and a lot of emotional stuff coming up with that too. You know, water, you can very much connect with the emotions. And if you ever listen to any of those, like Krishna does, he talks about emotions being thoughts on steroids. I certainly can relate to that. I love when I heard him say that. It's so true. I mean, it's just taking our thoughts and just propelling everything totally out of proportion, and then you're like in pieces. And yet we have to always remember that at this point in our life, at this point of our path of enlightenment, there's truly nothing that is happening by accident. You know, all of you who are listening to this radio show, whether you're listening live or at a later time to the recording, all of you, you really have dedicated yourself to transformation. You've dedicated yourself to be of service, to work in alignment with the hierarchy of light, to bring change into the world. By doing so, there is an agreement between you and the hierarchy of light, where the hierarchy of light is there to support you. And sometimes we get lost in our own stuff and we forget about it. But when you look back, or when you really allow yourself to observe, then it's kind of amazing how things just work out. I know of someone who was terrified of going to something as simple as like the dentist, thinking that there would be major work to be done, only to find out that there was nothing wrong, that all he needed was a cleaning. And I think that really symbolizes so much of what we sometimes do to ourselves, where we get very emotional about the unknown, thinking that it's going to be terrible, because we are relating it to the past, to memories from what it used to be like. And yet, right now, we are getting so gently ushered into this new self that we are stepping into, that all of these transformations are all about, is we are stepping further and further into our authentic self. So we need to recognize, yes, there's going to be physical changes we are going through. And yes, we might become more sensitive towards noise, more sensitive towards certain foods, more sensitive to an environment, more sensitive that forces us to change relationships, to change business situations, whatever. But if we honor that, and if we use these times of all of these planets being retrograde too, to really go within and to ask ourselves, what really creates discomfort, and why do we still continue to feel the need to participate in something that creates discomfort? Sometimes we are so terrified to say no, or to just simply say, I can't participate in that, or to just pull back, feeling like we are going to hurt someone, or feeling that we are going to be judged. But in the end, it's just hurting us not to. And so learning to walk this fine line of diplomacy and yet also taking care of ourselves is really the journey that more and more we are waking up to be sensitive, and yet to use the sensitivity not as something that limits us, but as something that gently guides us into a new form of existence. And humanity as a whole is moving towards a new form of existence. We are moving to a different consciousness level. We've entered the Aquarian Age. The Aquarian Age demands of us a new form of consciousness, a globalization, more of a unified energy, where a lot of truths are going to come out because you can no longer hide the truths. We will witness that more and more on a political level. We will witness that more and more on a business, economical level, that there is no more hiding. And what is it that we really try to hide anyway? Most of the time, what we are trying to hide is something that we are terrified of being judged for. But if we are truly living our authentic self to the best of our abilities, I'm not saying that it's always possible. I'm not saying that there aren't moments where we fall back into the old patterns. But if we live in our true authentic self as much as possible, the only one who can really judge you is you yourself. The only one who can say you're not doing good enough is you yourself. The only one who will punish you is really you yourself, and that will be reflected back on the outer by people telling you you're not doing enough, you're not good enough, or you should be doing more. And what I really have found helping me lately is all the teachings surrounding that willingness to empty yourself, to just breathe out all the attachments, all the thoughts, everything that we just hang on to as a form that defines us, all the stress that we create in our life just to get from here to there, and to just keep breathing it out and to just hand it over to spirit again and again and again. And I think if you continue doing that, we are creating, all of us, we're creating like a groove, like a pathway, like we are treading a path that not only then eventually makes it easier for us to walk, but then in turn will also make it easier for others to walk. And the more of us walk this new path, the easier it will get. And really that is, reaching the critical mass, of course. But now is not a time to think that you have done too much and that the spiritual work is not working, or listening to your human self telling you that you haven't changed, that everything is going to stay the same. That's not truth. You've changed so much. We've all changed so much. And even the circumstances that in the past used to take months or years now are reduced to sometimes 3 or 4 days. So take a deep breath and just feel for a moment how much you've already accomplished. And stop seeking so much always for what's next. How much more can you do? How much more can you change? How much more can you ascend into the higher realm? But take a moment and just be at peace with where you're at. You know, there's a reason why people like Eckhart Tolle and many others talk about the power of now, to really allow yourself to be at the present moment and to not think about the past and not think about tomorrow and not even think about a day from now. Like, what am I going to do? I'm going to meet someone on Friday. So what would that be like? What do I need to say? What do I need to wear? To just allow it to unfold. And another thing that I noticed in the last few weeks, I've been looking at a lot of pictures of like different gurus, Indian gurus and other gurus. And when you look into their eyes, there's not only love that you can see, it's pure, unconditional love, but there's also a twinkle in their eyes, a humor, a sense of humor, a sense of laughter, to laugh at the world and at oneself. To just find a way to just take yourself a little bit less serious. Now, granted, when you are in a lot of pain, this is very difficult. So I'm not trying to minimize what you're going through, or when you're going through relationship issues, it can be very difficult. And yet, when you allow yourself to just take a moment and to step out of your misery into the observer mode, and to look at the pain, and to look at the chaos, and to look at the conflict, and ask yourself, since there is so much pain, where have you not allowed love to flow into that? What have you been hanging on to that allows the lack of love to be experienced? Because that's really what pain is, lack of love. And when there is laughter, when there is humor, when you are laughing at your own mistakes, and when you're laughing at your own ridiculous situations at times, then there is a shift that can occur. Your step is going to get lighter. Your words are going to become softer. And there is compassion in laughter. Because when you laugh at yourself, and when you stop taking things as serious as you usually might do, then you will find you can also hear the voice of spirit easier and more effortless, who's just waiting to reach out to you and to help you and to support you. And often they're already doing that, and it would be so easy to miss, to think that it was just, you know, just an accident. But I can say on a personal note, I have a big retreat that's coming up this weekend, the Kabbalah retreat that I'm hosting. And I heard spirit nudging me, you know, go ahead, bring your car to the dealer to get checked over. Go ahead, just do that. And, you know, I can't procrastinate. I'm really good at that. I'm like, oh, do I really want to do that? I have so much to do. But then finally, I trust that voice. I gave in and I took my car to the dealer thinking that would be a simple thing. Well, it turned out to be a 2-day endeavor, but they had a car rental that I could take. And very significant for me, a car is always a symbol, also an extended symbol for your body. The car had wire issues that were chewed through by a rodent. I leave my car outside, and then the shock absorbers needed to get replaced in the back. So there is kind of what we're all going through right now, a rewiring. Our nervous system is changing. And we all feel that the outside sometimes feels a bit overwhelming, breaking into our world. So a shock absorber certainly comes in handy to absorb some of the intensity from the outer world. So in a way, not only did Spirit tell me, hey, we have your back. Also, of course, I wanted to make sure that I'm going to host that Kabbalah retreat since most of us are channeled. But still, there was so much guidance there. And something like that easily could be mistaken for like, oh, thank God, or what a coincidence. And yet Spirit is so much part of our life and even more so interwoven. So when you have someone in the hospital and you feel so overwhelmed by some of the situations, trust that Spirit is there. And yes, there might be the time coming where one of our loved ones chooses to step into the path of transitioning. But even that, have trust and faith that they are actually moving to a place that is supporting them even more so. And so just be open to each moment and however it presents to you. Keep your heart open. Have a little humor. Have a little faith and allow things to unfold. Now, with that being said, heart opening in these times can be difficult. So we have Mark, who is doing the Diksha tonight again. That will certainly help you open your heart. And then we have Mike with his heart activation piece that brings in the third ray, which is the ray of love, in through your crown, into your heart, to help you open up your heart, to help you soften yourself, be kind to yourself. So I highly suggest during this piece between the Diksha, and Mark might talk about this for a second too, but before I hand it over to Mark and Mike, I want you to really sit and just open yourself up to receive, to take in that third ray, to let it soften you, to let it settle within every cell of your body, and to just breathe in that love, that spirit, that the hierarchy of light, that your divine guides, that the ascended masters and the angels have for you. And when the music is over, then whoever wants to come through will come through me and will speak to you directly. Mark, do you want to say anything about the Diksha for a moment?
No, for anybody who's not familiar with it, a number of years ago, I got into a spiritual group called Oneness, and it's a non-denominational, non-religious group that basically has to do with spirituality. And one of the things that I was certified to do was I went through training to be able to give people what's called the Diksha blessing, both in person and remotely. And I've of course been doing the Diksha blessing on the show for a number of years now. The Diksha blessing itself is really a gift that's given to each person. It's never charged. There's no fee. And it's given to the person. And for every single person, the Diksha blessing is completely different. And I considered it my gift to the world to be able to share this blessing with all of you as you listen to the show or you listen to the replays. It works across the board, across the world. And you'll notice very, very subtle changes in your life that are very beautiful because of it. So I guess that's all I have to say about that.
Beautiful. Thank you. So everybody just enjoy. Let the music and the energy of the Diksha speak to you. And open up your hearts. Greetings, my dear friends and fellow lightworkers. I am Saint Germain, and it is with so much love that I am with you during this time of accelerated spiritual growth. And that is truly what you're going through. All of you made some very important choices in your life, over and over again. Your choices were choices of liberation, choices of love, choices to raise yourself out of the darkness into the light. And that is exactly what is happening. What these eclipses have created is an opening for you, an opening for cosmic rays of love and light to fill you up. Will there be effects from that? Absolutely. You will feel your nervous system changing. So when your nerves, whether they're in your body or in your teeth or anywhere, hurt, it is not because you're so much sick, but you're integrating a new energy frequency. The same as your muscles. The same as your whole body structure. But listen to that discomfort. It asks you to pay attention. It asks you to take a little bit more time to nurture yourself, to be gentle with yourself, and to maybe for some time not do the same things that you usually do. Find more time to be in solitude, to be quiet, to meditate, to bring in music that helps in the integration process, that helps you go through the transformation you're going through. What is happening is that once again, you've brought more light into you, and it has shaken up every single particle of yourself. It might even feel that everything that was down is up, and everything that was up is down. Everything has been shaken up. And when something gets shaken up, of course, a part of you wants to put everything into its rightful place, want to bring order back into your life, want to control your life. But I'm telling you, this is not a time to control anything. This is a time of allowance. This is a time where you work in alignment with your divine I'm presence and in alignment with spirit to allow every particle of yourself to settle in a very new way. Not in a way that you're familiar with or that you even know, but be willing to be adventurous. Be willing to be open to what presents itself to you. The greatest challenge in this is that a part of you will want to react with fear, the fear of the unknown or the fear that the past will repeat itself. But I'm here to tell you that it cannot repeat itself. You are changed. You've changed in the last 6 weeks to 8 weeks. You've made a major step forward into your authentic self. You might not see it right away. It might not even feel that way. But it nonetheless has happened. It is your job right now to allow it to unfold. And yes, there might be situations that are happening right now that seem to interfere with your inner peace, that seem to be almost like a challenge coming into your life, almost like the past repeating itself again. But what is really happening is that certain things of your life have to temporarily come in for the resettling to take place. So there is a momentary touching upon that, what no longer is part of you, so that a healing can take place. And it can move on and be released. So trust the process. Don't freeze up. Don't be afraid. Fight it with all your might, that fear. Don't judge it, but don't get caught in it. Not everything is the way it appears. There's a part of you that very much wants to still speak the language of the past. But it is also that you're learning a new language to communicate with your physical self, a new language to communicate with your feelings, a new language to feed into your thoughts, and a new language to communicate with us, your guides, your spiritual guides. And so be patient. 2018 is marked as a master year for a reason. You're reaching all new levels of mastership. And the level of mastership is defined by your willingness to release further control, to step into your authentic self. And whether it is something that you thought you would achieve and you didn't for some reason, it was taken from you, and so you feel that you failed, or whether it is a relationship that just simply doesn't want to shift or change, whatever it is right now, in reality, all it is a message to you to let go, to allow, to not think this through, to just be open and aware. As I always said so much before, emptiness, awareness, and choice. That's why we are talking so much about allowing yourself to release all attachments so that you are empty, so that you are, as some masters call it, nothing. And so out of nothingness, something can be born from. Because if you're so filled up with so many things, there is no room for something else. So I invite you right now, as you sit comfortably, to take a couple of deep breaths, to just take stock of for a moment of your muscles. Just feel them. Just feel your muscles relaxing right now as you breathe in deeply and breathe out again. No rush, no pressure. Just breathe in and breathe out. And don't worry so much whether you breathe in through the nose and out through the mouth, or breathe in on 7 steps, breathe out on 7 steps. Just normal breathing, just deep breathing. Just relax and let your muscles react. And you will notice that there is a tension in your body right now. There is almost like a humming that you feel, like that sense of there's something you have to do, something that must happen, something you have to figure out. Well, I tell you, that is your very human self doing its best to sabotage you from your inner peace. So just for a moment, don't judge that humming. Just do the breathing. Just let yourself, like an engine, let your engine just run without doing anything about it. Just let it run, but don't fuel it. Don't fuel it with the thoughts that you agree that something must be done. Just fuel it, or I should say not fuel it, by giving it love, by saying it's okay. You've done what you needed to do. It's safe to slow down. It's safe to stop. And so slowly allow that engine to die down, to just fall asleep. And now you become aware, as your engine starts falling asleep, how tense your nervous system has been. All of your nerves have been firing like crazy, the fight and flight mode kind of crazy. You're always ready to defend or to fight or to hide or whatever it is you need to do. And so your nerves have been raw. They've been overwhelmed with the energy you've been running through you to just be ready. So now just through your in-breaths and out-breaths, feel all that excess energy in your nervous system just slowly going down towards your feet and out of your feet into the earth. I'm only talking about excess energy. There is now like an evening balancing going on. You just feel every nerve in your body relaxing. You want to make sure that you have your hands, palms up on your legs if you can. Just let your hands be very relaxed and yet also open to receive when necessary. And either you sit in a lotus position or feel your feet touch the earth. And if you can, take your shoes off right now if you still have some on, and to just really feel your feet touching the earth, whether it's through carpet or through a hardwood floor, it doesn't make a difference, or through the dirt, just feel it. Feel it. Just again, use the in-breath and out-breath to just feel your nerves, feel your muscles, everything just starting to relax. And now you can feel your organs starting to relax a little bit more. Your heart is not racing as much. Your stomach might gurgle a little bit because your digestive system is starting to take place that before was kind of stuck. And you just feel your organs softening too and balancing out, and everything in yourself just soften. Just soften a little bit. And now, as you feel relaxed, let your consciousness expand. You still feel your body, but your consciousness now moves beyond your body because it's now safe and comfortable and relaxed and balanced. You feel your chakras being all open. The evenness, I call on a healing angel to be present to support your chakras and balancing them. So you don't even have to worry about that. Let's just allow your consciousness to just now open up and become aware that as you sit and feel Gaia, that you're really part of Earth right now. For right now, for this lifetime, you're part of Earth. Just as Earth rotates around herself, you two are rotating with her. And so, for the first time, because you've calmed yourself enough and you've allowed your consciousness to open up, you can feel that there's movement going on, that there's actually, that you're never still, that by being part of the earth, there's always movement, always something in motion. And so you can feel this movement, this motion, but it's gentle. And it almost feels rhythmic, like there is motion, and yet you can at the same time feel the security and your roots deeply interwoven into the earth. So there is a steadfastness, a solidity, a foundation that makes you feel that this movement is gentle. And now you begin to become aware in your consciousness even of another movement. Movement that is not only for Gaia to go around her own axis, but her movement around the sun. So there's another form of movement that is taking place. And there's a beauty in that movement. The sun is holding Earth and you in place. Is moving you safely from one point to the next. There is that guiding arm, that guiding energy, and you can allow yourself to relax even further because you can truly feel now that you're being helped by the sun in a place of rotation, in a place of movement that is very much purposeful. without you even doing anything, there is something happening where you are being moved from one place to the next without you even having to do anything, without you even being aware of it. And so, for once, you don't have to do anything. You can just let it happen because it happens by your choice to come to Earth and to be incarnated here on Earth. That was the choice you made. But once you're in this body, you've agreed to be moved. And now suddenly you can also feel that there are other planets around you that are also held in place and that are moving in a certain way. And there's order in the chaos. There is divine order. There is purpose. And you're being guided without you even realizing it. And now allow your consciousness to expand a little bit further. And you can feel that not only the Earth is moving, but the sun is actually moving too, as part of a galaxy around the galactic core, the great central sun of this galaxy, of this Milky Way, and it's being held into a position. And so again, there is a structure there that goes far beyond your own life, far beyond the time when you drive to work or when you go and do something. There is a greater movement that is taking you every second, every minute, every hour to a new location. And so feel, instead of being afraid of this movement, rejoice in the knowing that you don't need to know everything. You don't have to understand everything. You can just allow yourself to be moved, to be guided, to be directed. And sometimes everything around you falls apart. It is just like a sun dying. And yet out of this death, something new is being reborn. And so if you are going through a dying period of one door closing, and the other door hasn't opened up yet or hasn't even shown itself to you, be at peace. You don't have to understand it. Your only job is to trust in the divine hand that is holding you, that is guiding you, that is moving you exactly where you need to be at any moment in time. You don't have to fight so hard. You don't have to struggle. You don't have to prove to anyone, including yourself, that you're worthy to be alive, to be here, to be who you are. You are worthy because you're part of some incredible matrix of creation. You're part of a lineage that goes back to Source and that will return to Source, that goes back to Creator and will return to Creator. So don't get caught up whether you're in the lineage of King Solomon or in the lineage of Jesus or in the lineage of whoever. You are in the lineage of God. That's all you need to know. That's all you need to carry within you. You're in the lineage of the great creator, God, nothing to do with religion, God, the great source, the Alpha and Omega, That's your lineage, the consciousness that is beyond all consciousnesses. And I want you to feel the magnetic pulse calling you home, calling you into that space of sacredness where the divine is in you and around you, can cradle you and hold you and nurture you. And so allow yourself to float into the space of all that is, into the purity of God consciousness, to be nurtured now. Feel yourself entering the space where there are no limits, where it's just pure love. Pure love. That's all there is. It is a place beyond any form. It is a place where there is no death and no birth, just are. Feel the beauty of this place, the safety. The future doesn't matter, nor does the past. This is the fountain out of which everything is born of. Enter this, let yourself float as you listen to the beautiful music of Mike, to the tranquil whispers at this time. remember the power of this nurturing force that is also within you. It is part of you. You didn't travel so much far out of yourself. In reality, you traveled deep within your own inner self, into your own divine essence, into your own authentic self. And so feel that, remember that, and you feel your engine running high. Take the time to reconnect with your core, to reconnect with the Alpha and the Omega. There will be moments where you're going to be facing that what you're terrified of. There will be moments where you are afraid of dying. But the truth is you can not die. Because there is no such thing as the death the way you think of it. There's only liberation that allows you to move from one stage of existence into the next stage of existence. And so, believe in yourself. Believe in your true divine essence. And know that there's power there that is for you to access. Not the power to control, but the power to surrender to the rhythm of this universe. Because everything is moved. Everything is part of something greater. And yet everything is interconnected. And so when you believe for one instant that you're all alone, then shift your consciousness. Because how can you be alone when you are connected and moved by so very much? It is for you, though, to take the time, as you did now, to use the in-breath and the out-breath to release the tension, to stop your engine, to allow your nerves to release excess energy, and to expand your consciousness beyond your regular physical realm, to feel the interwovenness of creation that connects all. And that's how you will be nurtured, and that's how you will get through the changes in the days ahead easily and effortless. It only becomes traumatic if you want to control that what enters your life. Have trust and faith that everything is unfolding exactly the way it needs to be. You've not gone through this rigorous inner transformation for you to just go back to where you started. Trust that there's a divine plan that you're part of, and that this divine plan doesn't always show itself to you immediately, but it will show itself to you in due time. So now bring your consciousness back into your physical self through intent. Your body is calling you back. But a part of you feels the divine source still within you. Because you cannot be apart, since you're an aspect of God's source creator. And so feel your wholeness, feel your completeness. As now 12 angels of healing step forward, each angel touching one of your 12 chakras, infusing it with illumination and love, purifying it so that your Antakarana is perfectly aligned between heaven and earth. It might feel like your inner pipe is being flushed out with light. It's exactly what we are doing. Just feel that purification, that releasing. Might feel a little bit like tingling, or simply like you can start breathing more easily. And now, from Source, we are creating a unique ray. This ray is dedicated to you, to your integration time of these new cosmic energies. Don't compare this ray to the first ray or the second ray or third ray. It is uniquely created as a combination from different aspects of the different major rays to support you right now in your awakening path. And so just breathe in this beautiful ray, and you might even sense a color, a taste, a feeling as it's being brought in through your crown. So your whole body, along your spine, filling you up, empowering you, strengthening you, as the 12 healing angels are fine-tuning this unique ray into yourself by adjusting the chakras accordingly so that that flow can continue, and that you will be supported, and there will always be enough. Just keep breathing it in. Keep feeling it going through you, out of your root, all the way through your earth chakra below your foot, below your feet, all the way into the heart of Gaia. And feel that rod of power stabilizing and strengthening you. The knowing that there's much change ahead of you, but it is not to fear. It is all just going to liberate you even further to step into your full authentic self at all times, to live it, to be it, to express it with ease. I now call on the violet flame to infuse every cell of your body to remove any discord or anything that is hindering the integration of this new ray into you. Call upon the Christ light to fill you up, purity of love. And I'm sealing this in the name of all that is, in the name of God, Creator, the great spirit of all that is. May you be one, may you be empowered, may you be love, may you be your illuminated self at all times. And so for that to fully settle, and before we start taking callers, Mark, why don't you play another piece of Mike's music? Let's just play the illuminated fifth ray right now. Music is such a powerful source of healing. Use it as much as possible to help you and integrating the new cosmic frequencies is in every part of your life. If there's anybody who has questions now, you can certainly call in. Mark, do you want to give out the phone number again? Please do so.
Thank you. If you're already on the line and you have a question, please press 1 on your keypad now. Excellent. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, you can call 646-716-9663. That's 646-716-9663. I'm going to go grab some names. I'll be right back.
Thank you. So while Mark is doing that, just remember that these are truly momentous times and that you're ready for this. You've chosen this time because there's an adventurer in you. So ignite within you a little bit of that excitement that you are now ready to uncover the deeper mysteries of life and bring them out to all in a form that has never been spoken before. You're all way showers in your own unique way, giving birth to a new language, giving birth to a new form of interconnectivity.
Okay.
Go right ahead.
All right. Our first caller is Maria. You are on.
Hey,
greetings,
thank you.
Maria.
Hi. How are you?
Good. How can I be of assistance, Maria?
Yes, you can see my finances, they're going to improve. I want to go to Italy this year so I can make.
There's still much that has to happen, but movement is on the horizon. Just don't control the timeline so much. It is your test to stay in your center and to allow everything to unfold. Pushing the river never has been the answer. Allowing everything to evolve according to a higher plan is the answer. Because there's still lessons there. There's still things that have to be finished before something new can start. And everyone is doing their best to do this. Just be patient and be tolerant that not everybody is as quick in the uptake as you are. Does that make sense, Maria?
Yes.
So just, again, find ways to just calm your own self down to then be open at every moment in time for what else life is going to offer to you. Don't control it. Allow it to unfold. Blessings to you, my dear. Thank you, Jermaine. And it is so.
Okay, Helena.
Hello. I have so many questions, but based on everything you said, I'm just open to whatever you want to tell me. I just have to say thank you, though, that during one of the solstice calls you mentioned, I had asked who to pray to or connect with more, and you said Helios. And I thank you for that because I'm always very drawn to the sun. But I'm open and want to receive whatever is for my highest and best now.
And you will. And for you, always the greatest, I don't want to call it challenge, but test, is to move out of your head and just stay in your heart. And to just, as this whole journey was about, to just allow things to unfold. There are so many beautiful things coming your way. Just believe in your connection to your true authentic self. The biggest challenge always is for all of humanity is to be true to your authentic self, to not compromise out of fear of loneliness, out of fear of being judged, out of fear of being rejected, to be true to yourself and to embody your truth, to be willing to hear the voice of your human self, and to even listen and to love it and to thank it for everything that has taught you. But now is the time for you, once again, my dear, to cross another threshold. You have actually crossed another threshold. And you will see that a lot of parts in your life will not just fall away, but you are going to now draw new opportunities to you that simply were not available for you until now. So it wasn't that you failed, or it wasn't that you did anything wrong. You, as many other light workers, have been waiting for the collective to shift a little bit more. And this is happening so that now, in turn, many of you can also take it to the next level.
Yay. And is there any deity, any master to connect with in particular?
Right now, connect with me as much as you can, because there's still a
Great.
Lot of transformation going on. You and
Great.
I still have to work through releasing and letting go and recognizing when there's some old patterns in your lives that are poking up again that simply just want to be healed. That's all. They just want to be acknowledged and healed.
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. So now I'm with you. Blessings to you, my
Great.
Dear.
Great.
It's always
Thank
an honor.
You. Thank you.
You're
Same
welcome.
You.
And that's it for callers for tonight.
Beautiful. I thank all of you for creating this space and environment for me to come through that way. I am Saint Germain, and now that there are many new opportunities waiting for all of you. Blessings to you, and it is so. Namaste. So thank you, everybody, for calling in or for listening to the Saint Germain radio show. Usually this is a time where we are playing a small piece of mic, but I don't know if we have one. But thank you. It was beautiful. I hope you enjoyed the Saint Germain radio show. And thank you, Mark, for the Diksha. Thank you, Mike, for the amazing music. And thank you all for connecting and keeping this radio show going and going. It's been, I don't even know how many years it already has been, but it's always very special to be there for you and to bring the masters to you in such a manner. Thank you, and my love and blessings are with you always.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
We'll go out and we'll close off the show with Rays of Light from Mike. Thanks a lot, Mike, for all your great music. And thanks, Brigitte,
oh, thank
for your
you.
Gift and your channeling.
Thank you.